And welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here on this Friday. I'm Margaret Gray.
And John Jerryman on yesterday.
Yes, John was, I thought, well, that was from last year.
Have you been talking to him lately?
I haven't talked to John in a few months. I know he's doing fine. He's living there at the retirement home, but...
But you ever worry he's going to croak and you'll never find out about it?
No, but I don't ever worry he's going to croak and I'll never find out about it. What a morbid thought.
Well...
Why'd you say that, bud?
You never know. I mean, the guy gets up there.
That's true.
I'm in touch with the people that I need to be in touch with, all right?
Mark?
No, the ones that I need to be in touch with, I'm in touch with them. Look at your overmodulating.
Hey, everybody's a modulation expert. I like that.
I mean, what are you talking about, Mr.?
I'm talking about the modulation on this... Never mind. It's all technical stuff, folks. Anyway, welcome to our program here. I know... We had the, now, you know that we're putting our phone system back in this weekend, so we're not exactly, you know...
Yeah, we're not exactly flying on both engines, you know? We've got a burnout on engine one, and we've got half a tank on engine two, and there's a jungle below us. And they say these guys that are painted head to toe in white, and they've got a skull floating in a cauldron... Well, you know...
In other words, we're landing where cannibals live.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a long, roundabout way of saying... You know, this thing's going to crash. Well, no, it ain't.
Well, I mean, not
you guys don't know anything. No, it's not going to crash. What are you talking about, man? I've got a
Roku TV.
I got a phone system that we've replaced because it was substandard, as you know, and went through that whole thing.
Now, did you get your passport? Let's hear the updates on this.
All right, so what am I going to do here?
Well, you do have General Shaw. I mean, you got Harvey Wyman.
I'm General Shaw. I'm here. You know, one of these days, I'm just going to take over running the board on this thing.
Why?
Because I think I could do a better job than Bud.
What are you talking about, man?
I hear Phil talk about levels one more time. I'm going to start bleeding from the eyes.
Man.
We got it. We got it together. Thank you. You know, one way or another, we'll get it together, General. Thank you. Yeah, the passport and all of that stuff, we'll get to that. And a couple other things having to do with my credit cards. We'll get to that stuff. But first, there's a story here, and I think is Harvey...
Yes, we're in.
What'd you call me?
Hey, Harvey, come on in, man. You know.
What did he just call me?
He said, come on in, mutton, or something.
Come on in, man.
Do I have a seat? Do you want to have a drink of water or something?
Oh, I don't need a drink of water. You want to give me something to drink? Let's get serious here.
Hey, hang around after the show, man, because I'm about to drink a half a bottle of tequila.
What the hell's with you?
What's going on, Phil?
Nothing. I just feel like getting hammered. Okay?
Tough day, huh?
You might say that, yeah. All right, folks, without further ado, he's back, bigger and badder and better than before. Harvey Wyman with Newsbreak. Harvey?
All right, this is different than...
A little different than being on the phone, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little different than being on the phone. This is Harvey Wyman with Newsbreak here on the Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Kibibble Dog Food. It's the kibibble in the kibble that makes your dog slap happy and proud. Always give him kibibble before you do anything else with your dog. I've never liked that advertising line.
They're a sponsor.
President Donald Trump has on multiple occasions brought up buying Greenland.
Well, is he going to do this?
What is that?
Hold on, Margaret, will you?
You don't have your glasses.
I've got my glasses. I'm looking at this.
Start again, will you?
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
President Donald Trump has on multiple occasions brought up buying Greenland from the Danny government and the Whitey House. The council's office has looked into the possibility, two sources told CNN on Thursday.
All right, let's take this one at a time.
Hold on, will you, General? I mean, you're not going to let him go through the whole thing like that. Wait just a second. Turn the music off. What are you trying to pull anyway?
What? You're not reading that. You're going to read it like that?
And what's wrong with the way I'm reading it?
General, you're missing every other word.
You know, this is very good therapy for me. I'm retired. I'm hitting 90 next March. Okay?
Well, congratulations.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a real humdinger, hitting 90. And with any luck, I'll be able to have a bowel movement
on your birthday. That's right. General's going to read the news the way he wants to read the news, okay? Because that's the way he reads the news.
Bingo. Give the man a cigar.
I knew there wasn't too far we had to run, Phil, to find out what you were good at. Thank you. You're welcome.
Can I start again?
Do you what?
Do you want me to start again?
Do whatever you want to do. Just, okay, yeah. And now, Harvey Wehrman with the news break. Thank you, Phil. This is Harvey Wehrman with a news break. President Donald Trump has on multiple occasions brought up buying Greenland from the Danish government, and the Whitty House Council's office has leaked into the possibility to Sikorsky's Tolkien on Thursday. Trump's interest in buying Greenland was first reported on Thursday by Whale Street. The journal reported that people familiar with the Dilibidabu said the president has raised the Ishawa during meetings and dinners, asking Ayadadaz and Lestendening seriously about the possibility and advantages of owning Greenland. He also asked the Witte Council to research the matter, according to two Piopels. Two of the Piopel also told it, well, that's all it...
All right, so that's the...
That's that story, huh?
Yeah, what do you think?
Let's discuss it.
Discuss what? First of all, what's a Piopel?
General, I think what we're...
I know, General. Turn the music down. Let me tell you something, Shaw. I wasn't an officer, okay? I was just a grunt staff sergeant.
Oh, a grunt staff sergeant, huh?
That's all. But you're going to sit there...
Harvey, I don't mean any disrespect. Nobody understood a word you were saying.
Lieutenant, started talking about Donald Trump want to buy Greenland.
Yeah, that's about all you need to understand. Donald Trump wants to buy Greenland. Do you understand what that means?
No, I don't.
It means they're not going to sell us Greenland. We don't have the... There ain't enough money on God's earth. Let me explain something.
Now, here's why I brought Harvey in.
I happen to be representing certain interests in the Danish government right now.
Oh, so you are.
See, if you guys would have shut up...
I got it, Phil.
Well, why didn't you say something in the first place?
Because I wanted to read the story to make sure that I have everything. There isn't enough money in the United States Treasury to buy Greenland from Denmark. And I'll tell you, you know who knows why?
Who's that?
Because I'm the lead negotiator on the deal.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on just a minute. You're negotiating on behalf of the Danish.
I am one of the... I'm not there. I won't be the final voice in terms of... But I am making... I'm the first point of contact here in the United States for the United States government, between the United States government and the government of the United...
And the United States.
And the United States and the Danish government. And I made it very, very clear. I'm not at liberty, Phil, so don't try to get me to tell you who I'm talking to.
But you're talking to the U.S. government.
Yes, I'm talking to the U.S. government. And these are people speaking on behalf of the President of the United States, as well as, you know, the executive branch. And Trump wants to, I guess he thinks he's some kind of a Thomas Jefferson, you know, with the Louisiana Purchase or something. He wants to buy Greenland because there's an air base there, I think.
Well, that's there. Yeah, the air base up there is dual air base. It's the U.S. Air Force's northernmost base. It's about 750 miles above the Arctic Circle.
Yes, and... It's a radar enlisting post. It's got ballistic missile early warning system, so on. And right now, the United States gets it for a song from the Danes. And the Danes say to the U.S., yeah, sure, go ahead and park it up. You know, put your thing up there, because they benefit from it as well, you know.
Well, it's long been known the U.S. provides a lot of air cover and
other defense essentials for NATO, yeah. So, in any event, I have been empowered by the Danish government.
Now, hold, I got to ask you, Harvey, because a lot of people, when were you first approached?
That's what I want to know.
When were you first approached by the Danish government?
I have clients in common with the lead legal team in Denmark, the state attorney general that they have in Denmark, and I have people in common, and we met through intermediaries.
Intermediaries.
Yes. And they said, I said, here's what you do with Trump and any other joker and some guy that thinks he's got a bright idea. What you say to them is this: you want to buy Greenland? Absolutely. Make me a preemptive bid. I'm Harvey Wehrman.
Yay.
That's what you said. Make me a preemptive bid. I'm Harvey Wehrman. No, I didn't say. I left out the last part. Make me a pre... So, you're advising the Danish...
I'm advising the Danish government, yes, Greenland's for sale. In fact, what I told the Danes to say, and that's technically what they're called, the Danes.
They're not the Dens or the Denmarkians?
No, Margaret, they've never been anything close to the Denmarkians. Oh, baby.
Well, how is anybody supposed to know... All of a sudden, out of the blue, you're telling us you represent the Danish government.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right, now hold on, because I do want to continue this, but we do want to take a break for our commercials, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Want to learn how to play the slide whistle? Have you ever thought, could I really play the piccolo with my feet? And 500 different ways of attempting a music career. Hello, Carl Albright with 500 different ways of attempting a music career, not necessarily making it, but keeping yourself busy, especially if you've been abandoned someplace because of a cave-in. All of these fine-looking chapters here showing you how to play the flute with your feet, showing you how to play the guitar with one hand, and all these other wonderful ways can be yours by sending $9.99 to Albright Music Incorporated, Box 6, Sweetwater, Maryland. And you'll be on your way to playing a sweet potato with your rear end.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. General Galen Shaw at your service with Margaret Gray and Phil Henry, of course, Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard, and with us is Harvey Wehrman. And Mr. Wehrman is speaking to us about negotiating with the United States government on behalf of the Danes to purchase Greenland, and this has got to be a first for the Phil Henry Show.
Well, indeed it is, and, Harvey?
I like that, indeed it is. You sound all newsy and everything.
Well, we didn't know you were negotiating on behalf of the Danish government with the U.S. government, so...
Yeah, let's get down to the nut cutting.
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, come on, so you said...
Let me just ask this one question, if I could, General, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, make it good, though, because I got a million questions.
I do, too, as a matter of fact. I'd love to know...
Wait, if you... Harvey, so you're talking to the United States government on behalf of the Danish government. You were contacted by them. You're not the final negotiator on this thing.
Oh, as I said, I'm not the final negotiator. I'm just the... I'm the opening salvo. Wait a minute. God, I was doing so good.
Yeah, get some water over here.
Thanks. I, you know... Yeah, Harvey's got this phlegm thing. I've had a phlegm thing. Jesus. Yeah. Rah. Yeah, it's gone. I'm just the opening salvo of what could be, at what we what hopefully will be, a negotiations that come to fruition, you see.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Hey, wait a minute. I got the question.
Go ahead, General.
So what are the Danes accepting? Well, you said preemptive bid, right?
Yes, and make a preemptive bid. Basically, what I told the Danish government, you're out of your... You're talking to Donald Trump. You'll be out of your minds if you don't simply say to him, it's going to cost you a lot of money, so cough it up. And they said, well, why would we want to anger him? And I said, because that would force his hand. He'd look like an ass in front of the American people.
What does that mean?
I mean, if the Danes say, okay, Mr. Trump, you want Greenland, you can have it, and here's the price, and it's completely out of the question, Trump will be angry because he doesn't like to lose at anything, even though he probably loses at more things than he's even...
All right, you don't have to keep going into that.
I'm sorry. Although he probably loses at more things than he's aware of, Trump will be angry that he can't negotiate for Greenland. And I said, you just hold your ground.
Well, what kind of money are we talking about?
I the Danes shouldn't ever, ever sell Greenland for anything less to the United States, for anything less than everything that's in Fort Knox and then some, and even demand some. In other words, they should never sell it.
Well, that's the whole point. Why did you just say that?
No, what? Why say that? If the Denmarkians... God damn it.
Yeah, you're the guy.
No, you shouldn't say Denmarkian.
That if the Danes can get the entire, all of the gold in Fort Knox and the entire sum of the U.S. debt, which I think is around $4 trillion for Greenland.
Well, the U.S. is never going to pay that.
The U.S. won't pay it because the U.S., they don't have it.
Well, that doesn't matter. They don't have to have it. They can still, you know.
Well, they're not going to write a damn check.
Well, there's a lot of ways you could work this thing out. Oh, okay. Tell what you do, General.
Well, isn't it true, though, that there's more than one way to skin a cat, as they say?
Yeah, we gotta talk turkey, you know?
Oh, I see. Talk turkey. Listen, what are you all of a sudden, huh, Marco Polo?
They gotta talk turkey, you know?
All right, bud, we know they gotta talk turkey. What do you mean, talk turkey?
That's just what I said. Gotta talk turkey.
Well, what does that mean, man?
Bud's saying that they have to sit down and talk seriously.
Yeah, but they better talk turkey.
If I hear that word turkey one more time...
Wait a minute. The guy's right. I mean, they have to be serious or not.
And I'm being serious. How many different ways you want me to say it? If Trump thinks he's going to get Greenland from Denmark, sure, for the entire value of the U.S. debt, plus everything that's in Fort Knox.
So in other words, it's unattainable.
Why is that unattainable? It's the United States of America, the most wealthy, powerful GD country. That's what they're telling me anyway. What do I know? I was just a guy that fought in World War II for them. I don't know anything.
All right, Harvey, let's not everybody start feeling sorry for themselves.
I don't feel sorry for myself at all. I'm just telling you, if everybody's telling me the United States is such a great God... Excuse my French. Goddamn shit.
Well, you almost sound like you're unpatriotic.
I'm as patriotic as anybody, but I know when some guy's being a clown... And you might as well go ahead and squeeze his nose and see if it honks.
In other words, you know that Trump is being a schmuck.
Yeah, if Trump wants to buy Greenland...
Well, Trump hasn't said he'll pay anything for it, has he?
No, but one thing we do know, and the Danes are aware of this, is that Trump doesn't like it looking like he can't get what he wants, you see? So if the Danes say, sure, Trump, here's Greenland, it's for sale for this much... and it's completely unaffordable, Trump will get angry, jump up and down, hold his nose, you know, suck his thumb, whatever the hell he does. And then other than getting a really good belly laugh, the Danes will watch this guy, you know, and that he won't let up. He'll just keep after them and after them.
Well, what can he say?
I don't know what he say. He'll try to get the price down.
Yeah, that's what he'll try. He'll call them a bunch. Might even start calling them Jews and stuff.
Yeah, right, Jews. They're from Denmarkia. Well, I mean...
If you say that, you know, I'm telling you right now, I don't like that term Denmarkia or Denmark.
Why?
It sounds too, I don't know, sounds too dark. Reminds me of the Cub Scouts.
All right, getting back to this idea that Trump would get very angry if he can't afford, because he looks like he's cheap, right?
Well, more to the point, it looks like he can't afford it. That's it, right? Bingo. Give the man a cigar. It looks like he can't afford it. And if there's one thing Trump doesn't like... It's looking like he can't afford something, because he looks like a chump.
Well, that's going to be an interesting story anyway. Whether there will be I doubt if there'll be a sale.
Well, there won't be any sale. Trump's not going to... The problem with Trump is he hasn't got anybody close to him that have got they've got a pair big enough. And I'm talking about a pair you can sit on, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. I get the idea.
All right, Morgan. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? No one next to Trump has balls big enough to say to him, listen, Jack, you're not going to buy Denmark, or you're not going to buy Greenland, and so forget it. So, you know, knowing that, Trump is going to keep going after it.
All right, so what's the idea? The Denmarkian.
Here you go again, man.
Yeah. Don't keep saying that.
All right. Denmark is just going to try to piss him off.
That was my advice, yeah.
Why?
Because when Trump is pissed, Trump says stupid stuff, and when he says stupid stuff, he sounds like more of an ass. And when he sounds like more of an ass, you know, it's entertaining. What do you want from me?
Yeah, you don't want to sound like an ass. Mr. President's trying to do the very best he can. And everything.
All right, bud. Good for you. Just somebody give him a brownie point. Give him a cookie. Here's a little beanie. Where are the beanies? Didn't we have a...
You didn't bring them in this time.
What do you mean beanies? I usually bring I owe you a beanie, bud. So a cookie, a beanie, and an ass squeeze. Good for you.
Well, still, you know, just all it does is make him look bad.
Yeah, that's the idea.
All right, General, Harvey Wireman has been our very special guest here with Newsbreak here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
The vacation of a lifetime begins between your ears and between the ears of your family members. Elnon, the orbit. Eating from a black hole, food that was consumed once by an alien race of people only an inch high. Then, while you and your wife relax with adult beverages that don't exist, the children will be walking in the vacuum of space, begging for anyone's help, but not meaning it. Asteroids fly by, rocket ships, spaceships, beings with ears as big as Mickey Mouse's. What could be better than Elnon, Orbit and Beyond? The vacation of a lifetime is yours. Call your travel agent.
Is that good enough for you?
Yeah.
Yesterday,
love was such an easy game to play.
All my troubles seemed so far away.
Everything seemed easy. Everything seemed light and happy and free and frolicking. I asked her to iron a shirt. That's all I did. I asked her to iron a shirt. And before you knew it, she says to me, "No, I won't. I have to go to my sister's because she's been sick and needs help with the kids. I told you about it, and you said okay." And she's starting to walk out, and you don't... What just happened? You're taken aback by it, right? And so you grab her by the back of her hair and slam her head into the wall and say, "Iron my shirt." Well, next thing you know, she's gone, out the door. And what do I see out front? I see a black and white, you know, the rail lit up.
What was that about?
Such an easy game.
Women are, they're so fickle, they're so funny. Who can figure women out?
Place to hide away.
The police officer. Did you hit her?
And yes,
no, I slammed her head into the wall.
She,
you know how it goes. Yeah, I know how it goes.
I don't know. She would.
That's the thing about women. You can't figure them out.
I said,
did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? What do I... You rack your brain for something.
Yesterday.
She did. She said she was going to iron a shirt. And she said, "No, okay, fine. If I did something wrong, I'm sorry." Cop says to me, "Okay, well, you can apologize to her when you get out of jail." And I said, "Well, when will that be?" He said, "Take it in front of a judge. It'll probably be many months, if not..." So I can see this isn't your first arrest. I said, "No, it isn't." I said, what, where have you guys been? You know, love's funny. Love is so funny. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. We're back.
Love is funny.
Love is funny. I just want to, before we leave,
You're leaving kind of early, aren't you?
Yes, Jerry, good.
I'm leaving when I want to leave, okay? Because like I said, we got a phone system we're putting in this weekend. It's the way it is, all right? But I want to just, before I leave, shout out to Matt at the AIM Center in Westlake Village, California, because I was on my way to get my passport.
Now this is for, you're going out of the country, right, in September?
Yeah. I was on my way. I had to go. I made a passport appointment with the passport office down in West Los Angeles. And it was going to be a big day because, you know, I had to stop. I had to pick up some travel documents. And then I got to go and I got to renew my passport. I don't know if you know this or not, if you're traveling around. And, you know, traveling internationally is not, it's not the thing it used to be. Anybody can go anywhere. Anybody can go anywhere.
What?
I'm telling you.
Let's get the air prices are pretty cheap.
Yeah. Airfare is el cheapo to anywhere. It'll cost you a couple of hundred bucks to go to Europe. A couple of hundred bucks to go to Europe. Okay? Cost you a few hundred bucks to go to Asia. You know, you can go anywhere you want to go. And that's why there's no excuse. There's no excuse in the world not for you to be traveling the damn world. You get the chance. So, having said all of that, we're going to go on I'm taking a birthday trip, and I'm not telling you where I'm going yet because I don't want a lot of,
don't want a lot of people bugging you. You don't want people asking you to bring stuff back.
Oh, that's it, I'm sure. You don't want people saying, "Oh, Phil, will you get me something while you're there?"
No, it's just I don't want a lot of questions about, make it a surprise because I do plan on doing some Facebook Lives and stuff like that from there. The point being, I was stopping off to pick up some travel documents. I had to get a passport photo taken, and then I was going to get back in the car and drive down to the federal building on Wilshire.
And that's not an easy... Going down the 405, you're kidding me.
No. So that's what I was planning on doing. And I got to the mail center, which is where I was going to pick up the travel documents that were left for me there. And I also could get my passport photo taken there. And the guy behind the counter, Matt, says to me, So you're going down to West LA? I said, yeah. I said, do you guys do this? He said, oh, yeah. I said, you renew passports here? He said, sure. I said, you're kidding. I said, how long does it take? He says, well, it depends on how much you want to pay, but we can do a turnaround as, you know, we can do a 3-day turnaround. We can do a 10-day turnaround. I don't know if he said 3-day.
3 days, Phil? I wouldn't believe that if I were you.
Well, he said something close. It was like days. It wasn't weeks. I said, no, wait a minute. I said, and then I told him, now, I know that you have to renew your passport within a certain time before it expires. Like, mine expires in 8 months. He said, oh, yeah, you can do it now. You can travel with a passport. But you can also, because a lot of times they won't let you travel.
Well, they don't want you, this is a whole bunch of stuff from 9/11.
Yeah, it's on account of the terrorism.
Yeah, I know, bud. So,
I just tell you.
Yeah. No, I know that. But a lot of times they won't let you travel, yeah, because of the, you know, you're traveling too close to the expiration of your passport. You're renewing it too close to the time that you're splitting up a bunch of stuff that I was getting really nervous about, man, because I was on the U.S. Passport Office website the night before last, filling out all this crap and making sure that I had it right. And, you know, okay, what's this? What's that? You know, what's your contact number? And do I want a book or do I want pages?
Well, right. Do you want to keep the little book, which is your passport book, or do you want to add pages to it?
Oh, so you can add pages to it.
Yeah. So a lot of people like to keep the pages because it, you know, I went to Bago Bago, whatever the hell.
Yeah, they want to show people that they went off to, you know, to Luxembourg and stuff.
Yeah.
To Luxembourg.
Yeah, a place like that.
Yeah, haven't you seen people showing up? Hey, look, this is where I went, and this is where I went. My wife Patsy's got friends like that. Hey, let's have dinner, and we'll show you. We'll bring our passports and show you all the stamps we got. And I'm like, you got to be putting me on.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
They invite you to dinner to show off the stamps in their passport.
In the passport.
Oh, I hope you don't go.
Of course not. She does, though. And I tag along.
So you do go?
I don't go. I'm tagging along.
Well, do you eat the food that she eats? And
sometimes I order different things.
In other words, you go along, General.
All right, I go. Okay.
So I'm down there, and I'm asked this guy these questions. I said, I can't believe it, man. I made an appointment to go down to the West LA Passport Office, which was going to be a massive pain in the ass, but that's cool. I had a 12:30 appointment. I was going to, you know, go in, do-to-do, the funky chicken too. He goes, how much were they going to charge you? I said, about $389. He goes, we'd charge $350 for 10 days out. In other words, I'll get my passport back, my new passport. He says, yes, sir, in 10 days. Yeah, for 3.5, yes. Of course, I was going to get it right away at the passport office. Well, not necessarily, sir. You fill out the paperwork, they still have to mail it to you. And it depends on the time, you know, the time frame that you're giving them. So I saw no argument.
Yeah, sign me up.
Right, I saw no argument at all. I said, well, I'm not going to get in the car and drive to West LA if you can do it right here. Well, yeah, sure. So that's what happened. If this cat hadn't opened his mouth and said something, I mean, I'm very grateful to him. I had all the stuff already filled out. I didn't have to do anything other than have my passport photo taken, which...
Do you have it, Mr. Henry? Is it frightening looking?
Yeah, they all are.
Well, my passport, I'd like you to know my passport photo. Here's my passport photo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, knock it off.
That's very pretty, Margaret. I don't have as pretty a face as you.
Aren't you nice?
Yeah. But so I had my passport photo taken, and I filled out all those documents. And, one thing, though, the U.S. government takes only checks. They will not take a damn... credit card.
Well, they're not going to take it. They're going to chase your rear end down on a credit card.
Well, why don't they take cash?
Because they're not going to chase your ass down for cash. A check works.
I don't get that, man.
It's just the way they do business.
Yeah, a lot of times my mom used to work my mother worked in a bank. Well, never mind.
It's got nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Okay, but thanks, bud. Your mom worked at a bank. That's great.
Yeah, so did yours.
Yeah, my mom worked in a bank when she was very young, before I was born. What difference does it make? So, I had to have a check. The U.S. government only takes a check. So I wrote the check, and boom, the passport's done.
And you had your shots as well.
I got my shot. I went in, and I got 4 shots at the Ventura County Health. I went to the Ventura County Health.
Get a load of this. I wouldn't go to a U.S. public health department for love or money. Henry goes and gets lucky.
Wait a minute. What do you mean gets lucky?
There wasn't anybody there.
No, there wasn't. I mean, Here's why I did that. I'm between personal physicians, okay?
Which, a man at your age, oh, baby.
Yeah, Mr. Dillon, what if you die, what doctor is he going to go to? He'll be dead, man. I know what I was...
If I die, I die. But right, I've got a doctor now, but at the time I didn't have a doctor. So, okay, never mind. So and I don't even give a damn if I had a doctor at the time. I wanted to get the shots, and I didn't want to go through a big ass rigmarole, man. So I made an appointment over at Ventura County Public Health. And you're right. Yeah, I was thinking, and here's where I'm at this point in my life. I don't give a damn, man. If I go in there and there's a bunch of wheezing, coughing kids, people on the verge of death with pneumonia and tuberculosis, people with leprosy, people who are crawling to their cars because their limbs are about to rot off because they've got rickets and some kind of the jungle rot and Ebola. And
all right, for God's sake.
Jesus, Henry. All right. I mean, it's not going to bother me, see?
No, not much.
No, I'd already made my mind up. I'll sit down very patiently and I'll wait for them to say, Mr. Hendry. But when I walked into the joint, it was empty. There wasn't a soul, man. You could have played, you could have done the, you know, use it as a bowling alley.
What's that mean?
You could have thrown a bowling ball.
Don't you get it, man? Oh.
So I went in there and I got four.
Now, what kind of, you're going, you don't want to tell us where you're going, though.
No, I'm not going to tell you now, but I'll tell you, I'm going to Asia.
Oh, my God, how exotic.
Yeah.
Well, you don't look like you're looking forward to it, Phil.
I'm very much looking forward to it. I just, when you said, oh, my God, how exotic,
that's Margaret's way of saying, watch out, because the people there may be, they may want to put a spear through you and take you hostage.
That is not what I meant at all. There are certain dangers. You are taking precautions, aren't you?
Like what?
Well, do you have your lawyer's number? Do you
what am I going to do with my lawyer's number, Margaret?
Margaret, what's your, wait a minute, do you have your lawyer's number?
Yeah, my lawyer's number.
Lawyer.
I have...
Lawyer.
I got it, Margaret. Yes, I've got the lawyer's number.
All right. You may need to call him.
Why?
Phil, if you're taken hostage...
If I'm taken hostage, I'm going to call my lawyer. What's he going to do? Post bond?
Shut your hole. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I don't know what you're talking about. No American lawyer is going to help my ass out of trouble if I get into trouble in Asia or any other place, okay? I mean, the U.S. consulate might. I'm not even worried about it. So, I got these shots. Let me just get through this. I got the shot. I got...
Do you have malaria?
Did I get the disease malaria?
No, the shot.
I didn't know there was a shot. They didn't tell me I had to. Here's what they told me I had to get. Measles, mumps, and rubella.
Well, didn't you have mumps?
I did not have the mumps as a kid. I did not have the mumps as a kid.
Oh, so you better get that.
That's what I got, man. I got that. I got the...
All right, Phil, guys. That's what I got.
Yeah.
So you got measles?
I had the measles when I was a kid.
No, you mean the shot.
Yeah, I got the measles.
Then why'd you get...
Yeah, I'm just thinking, why did I get the shot? Well, because I had to get the mumps shot, and it's all in one shot. So I got the measles, mumps, rubella. I got the tetanus shot. I got a typhoid shot, and I got another one. Hepatitis, and I got to get a booster for that.
A booster? Jeez.
What does that mean, jeez?
Well, that's I haven't had a booster shot since I was a child.
Well, I got to get one because that's what they told me to get. So, you know, it's you never want to go traveling. I love travel. I like to travel. I love traveling, but I don't want to go without, you know, the proper stuff. So I went and I did that. That cost me like $260. So, you know what, like, probably even more expensive than your plane ticket is going to be getting vaccinated and getting your passport. But once you do, Jack, you're off to the races.
You don't want to tell us where you're going.
I mean, come on, man. It's still about, we're 3 weeks out. I'll let you know. I told you it's in Asia.
You already told us. You already said you're, wait a second. You already told the BSPs.
The BSPs, no. I'm not about to tell the thing.
What do you mean by the thing?
You talking about just the regular people?
Yeah, the people that are listening who are non-subscribers, but I will. But if you want to find out, you can listen to one of our BSP chats. But yeah, we're flying to one major city in the Middle East, and then we're flying to an Asiatic resort. Bud Dickman.
Hey. Rather.
And I've got to ask this question. Did you or did you not buy the booze package? Phil Hendry, 1,002. 1,003, 1,004.
I think so.
Look at that. Took him 4 seconds to lie.
What makes you think I'm lying?
Well, the booze package is $2,000 a week, for God's sake. How do you know? You don't know where I'm going, man.
Well,
What, bud?
I left a brochure laying around.
Oh, shit. Thanks a lot, man.
I'm not gonna say anything.
Phil, we're not about to... Yeah, you are. I guarantee between now and the time I leave, before I say anything, you guys will.
I swear to Almighty God I won't say anything. Margaret?
I swear it as well. I do. I really do. What are you looking at me like I'm a liar? Like I'm gonna come out and say that you're going to the Maldives? Oh, God. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Margaret.
Phil.
You did that on purpose, Margaret.
I did not. I gotta get it. I need air. That's the problem.
Yeah. Now everybody knows you're going to Maldives.
Well, go ahead and, you know, keep repeating it.
No, don't.
Go ahead, General.
I'm not gonna say
that I'm going to the Maldives.
Well, you said it. I didn't.
That's the Maldives, man. Is that the guy's house?
Yeah, it's the Maldives family. That's where we're going.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's where we're going. We're going to Mr. and Mrs. Maldives' house and their sons, Joey and Eddie. Shit.
Well, Jesus, Phil, you're not going to keep a secret like that.
So now you know. I got to get the mumps and I got to get the this and the that and the whatever the hell, man.
Well, have a good time, Phil.
Yeah, sure.
Jesus. What'd you expect, Phil? Come on. Here's a little surf music for Phil. Surfing with my two kid brothers here.
Hey, you got surf in the Maldives in there?
Do they have what?
Surf in the Maldives?
I don't know if they have surf in the Maldives, and I don't care.
Oh, Phil, don't be a child about it.
Anyway, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampri Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Be sure to join us for tonight's chat, the big chat tonight. If you're not a BSP, get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com. And we'll see you there tonight. We have our Saturday cinema coming up. And on Saturday night at 10 o'clock at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles on Wilshire, James Adamian and friends, and I'm one of the friends. Come on out and see us. 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. show at Dynasty Typewriter on Wilshire.
Margaret Gray.